Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
I see a lot of new numbers. I want to say faces, but a lot of new numbers. So what I'm going to do is do a roll call first. And for those that are normally on the call, we're going to do something a little different. So just kind of bear with me as we go through it. What I'm going to do is call the last four numbers of your phone number, and then let me know who you are. Announce yourself. The first caller that I have, oh, by the way, I'm Angela, Mother Maeve's daughter. The number ends in 5319. Will you please announce yourself?
My name's, oh, that's my sister.
Okay. 5319, and I guess that was Tony on the other one, so I just write the name on there, Tony.
5819.
All right. We have a caller number that ends in 3173.
Bella.
Oh, good evening, Sister Bera. We have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Sister Vicky. Good evening.
Good evening.
Caller number that ends in 1464. Number ends in 1464. Oh, wait a minute. Let me unmute you. Hold on.
Brittany.
Good evening, Brittany. Okay. Auntie Dot, are you there?
Yes.
All righty. And then we have Auntie. Okay, good evening. We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we have Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have to unmute it. Okay. I do want to do a little housekeeping. If you guys can hear the background noise. If you're on the call, if you can mute your phones unless you're speaking, that will really help everyone be able to hear each other. That would be really awesome. That's just one of my housekeeping things. The way that we normally do our calls is we basically just do a roundtable and allow you guys to share what you would like to share. This evening, we're here to give special prayer for Auntie Dot, Vera, and her children. So we want to keep this family in prayer. So we're hoping that you guys brought some things that will uplift not only this family, but that those prayers reach Vera and Malachi as well as where they are. We won't be reading First Chronicles tonight, Auntie Dot. We're going to skip that. But what I'm going to do right now is open up the – I still got callers joining. So let me acknowledge those few. Then I'm going to play a song and then allow a few more people to come on board, and then we're going to get started. I have a caller number ending in 5538.
It's Kim.
Good evening. Thank you, Kim. Welcome. We have caller number 7128.
I see Wylene.
Good evening, I see Wylene, and welcome back. We miss you. And we also have Keisha. Good evening.
Hi.
Welcome back to you, long timer. Okay, that's all that we have right now. I'm just going to play a little song. Again, if you can mute your phone, please do so that we can hear each other. I do hear some background noise. Thank you so much. So the first song that I'm going to play is this, I think it's very befitting. It's called Fires from Jordan St. Sire. And as you know, when we think about the three Hebrew boys that were in that room, in that fire, and how God protected them. So I thought this was very befitting for this occasion of the call. So I'm going to start us off with that.
Power on, pairing, connected.
You've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you fight for me? You walk me through fire, pull me from rain. If you're in it with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, going higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I'm changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Does it mean I won't feel the heat? You walk me through fire, hold me from the flames. If you're in it with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I can say anything, but you're here. I can do all things, 'cause you stay with me. I remember how you showed me the path of my redemption. Lord, how could I question when you proved that you'd die for me? You walk me through fire,
have another caller join at the number ending in 9480. Would you please announce yourself?
DeMarcus.
Hi, DeMarcus. Thank you for joining. Okay.
How you doing?
Good, good. I just want to, if someone can please mute your phone. That is one thing that we are asked. The only housekeeping, if you're not speaking, to please mute your phone so that we can hear each other. I would like to go ahead and start our program tonight. We do have an opening prayer. And Auntie Carrie, do you want to lead us in opening prayer tonight, or did you want me to do that one?
You can do that one on this occasion.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to search because we had planned it. Okay. If you guys would please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this day to lift up the family and Sister Bearer, Father God, to give her strength. And we ask that you pour out your spirit upon her, Auntie Dot, Tawana, Tony, DeMarcus, Kiara, and Melatai. Y'all know I get emotional, so I'm going to get here. I'm going to get there. Lord, you have said that in the last days you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. So we cry out to you, Father, from the depths of our heart and ask that you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon our adult children. Pour out your spirit upon us and our family members as well. Pour out your spirit on all of our adult children's in-laws, both present and future. We ask that you pour out your spirit upon whatever difficult circumstances each of them faced on this day. Lord, be over every part of their lives, every aspect of their being to them, Father God. Open their hearts, Father God, and help them to hear you, Father God. Enable them to understand your leading and your direction for their lives. Father God, we know that they're in a position right now that they probably don't understand. But we know that you do not allow any suffering without getting your glory. So we come to you this night, on this evening, to ask you to lift each and every one of us up during this time. And as Acts 2:17 says, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. We have to believe it, trust and believe in that. But he's going to pour out his flesh on our sons and our daughters, and he will prophesy on our young men that they shall have visions. Your old man shall dream dreams. So we just pray that everyone is thinking and praying for the best outcome that can become of this situation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen, amen.
I would like to go ahead and with, I'm just going to do the sick and shut-in type prayer because we never want to stop praying for those that are sick. And then we're going to do the round table and allow everyone to say a prayer. If you don't have anything to say, you can just say pass. We just appreciate your presence because when there's more than two gathered, we know that God is in our presence, and I know that he's here amongst us at this moment. But let me just go ahead and do our sick and shut-in prayer, and then we'll lead into our prayer, into our allow each of you to share your feelings and thoughts. Father God, we lift up those family, friends that are facing illness and struggles on this day, and they are Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellens, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Vera Malachi, Kira, Carrie and Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian Tompkins, Brian and Athea Tompkins, our youth, Father God, we ask that you lift them up. Tremar, Nasir, Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family, including Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, and the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, Sister Jackie, Auntie Martha, and Kenneth Jacob. Dear Father, we confess our need for you on this day. We need your healing and your grace. We need your hope restored. We need to be reminded that your work on behalf of those you love constantly, powerfully, completely, Father, forgive us for trying to fix our situations on our own. Forgive us for running all different directions and spinning all wheels to find help when true help and healing must be found first in you. Father God, forgive us for forgetting how much we need you above everyone and everything else. Heavenly Father, we come to you and bring you the places we are hurting. You see where no one else is able to fully see or understand. You know the pain that we're carrying, the burdens that we're carrying, the cares that we have. You know where we need to be and to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. We thank you that you are able to do far more than we could ever imagine, Father. We reach out to you and know that you are restoring, redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle for your greater glory. We thank you that you will never waste our pain and suffering. We love you. We need you on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right, so let's start off with Auntie Carrie. Would you like to be the first to share this evening? Auntie
yes,
Carrie.
I have this reading, and I think it's on my heart to read it. Each mistake we make become a lesson in wisdom, turning stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Sometimes God has to break us down so he can bless us up. God made miracles out of our mess and our mistake. So be humble to accept your mistake and be smart enough to learn from them. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Auntie Carrie. The next person that I have, Sister Vicki, would you like to share any words of wisdom and prayer?
Yes. And Angela, if I may, I'd like to read a scripture after I received your text, and then this just came to my heart, what's going on with us now. And it's from Ephesians. We read it before, but I was just reminded that this is where we are and this is where we need to focus. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual witnesses in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with the prayer and supplication in the Spirit, with, watching thereunto with all perseverance, and supplication for all saints. And it came to my mind, and after I read this prayer inspiration, then I want to follow up with another scripture. Lord, we need you to come into our hearts and minds to restore what Satan has done, to manipulate our thought process, and believing that there is no hope. My faith continues to encourage me, Lord, to walk in the hope that you have not forgotten nor forsaken us. Forgive us, Lord, for not always standing in your truth. Your word confirms that you created us and not we ourselves. So we are to put our confidence in you only and not man. You save us, Lord, by sacrificing your life so that we can have life and have it abundantly. When we put on the helmet of salvation, Lord, we put on the mind of Christ that gives us wisdom and discernment on how to handle any situation and to also protect us from negative thoughts, words, and actions. Lord, when the helmet of salvation, your truth, is not securely attached, the devil is able to slither his way into our minds and distort our thought process and distract us from the truth. Lord, we ask that you please deliver us from the evil and give us the wisdom we need to overcome and resist the schemes of the devil. It is in your precious name I pray. And I forgot to say that focus was basically, the focal point was Ephesians 6:17 about attaching or fixing the helmet of salvation. And then I'd like to close with this prayer scripture from Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is hope. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search me with all your heart. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Vicki, for that reading out of Ephesians. We did have another caller join. The last four digits is 5768. Would you please announce yourself?
Tanya.
I'm sorry?
Say Tanya.
Tanya, welcome. Thank you for joining. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Next, we're going to go with Auntie Betty. You have any news you would like to share or prayers you would like to share with us this evening?
I would like to share the 100th Psalm. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Tell ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Get into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out, T. Betty, out of Psalm 100. My next caller is Ms. Kim. Would you like to share any news or prayers or encouragement for the family?
No, I pass.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for just being here. As I said earlier, the more the better. Miss Keisha, do you have any prayers, thoughts, encouragement for the family you would like to share?
I have scripture from Mark chapter 9. Just want to say, like, sometimes we fall into these hard places and we forget that it is our faith that gets us through these situations. So I'm just going to read the scripture in Mark chapter 9, starting at verse 19. To preface, this is the scripture where the father asked the Lord to cast the demon out of his child because the disciples couldn't do so. And Jesus responded to them, saying, "O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into the convulsions. And falling to the ground, he began rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, "From childhood. It is often thrown and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." And immediately the boy's father cried out and said, "I do believe. Help me in my unbelief." And then from there, Jesus removed the spirit from the child because of the father's faith. And so just to be reminded that all things are possible to anyone who believes. And if we struggle in our belief, it's okay to ask God to help us in our unbelief. So whenever you're feeling discouraged, just remember that God does not mind you asking him questions. He doesn't mind you asking for help, and it's okay to ask for help, especially when you're feeling like you don't believe. So just wanted to throw that out there. Just remember that you can always go to God for what you need and ask him to help you when you're struggling and you're.
Amen. Thank you for sharing nine with us, Keisha. Next, I have Auntie Wiley. You have any news or prayers or anything you want to share with the family?
Yes, I have a scripture I'm going to read. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the south. From the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Know that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and standing upright. Lord, let the King hear us when we call. That was Psalm 20.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Auntie Wileen, the Psalm 20.
Alrighty.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm going to say the family towards the last because this is in honor of you, so I'm not skipping you on purpose. I'm going to go with Deacon. I mean, I am skipping you on purpose. We're going to go with Deacon Lowe.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to say thanks to the family for coming together for this special occasion while we all come together as a family at a time of need. I'd like for all of you to continue to pray for Malachi and Sister Kiara, for they need your strength and your prayers right now more than ever. And we send our special prayers to Barbara, but she needs the strength and encouragement to endure. I'll be coming to you out of Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.
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 Thank you, Deacon Lowe, for sharing Psalms 121.
Yes.
All right. Amen. Next, I have Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Brittany, would you like to share any good news? Are you talking to me, Brittany?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I just want to say, can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I just want to pray for wisdom for Vera and Sean, as we know her, through this difficult time. And I found a Bible verse that I think may help her during this time. This is Ecclesiastes 7:12. For wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. So because I know this is a new situation and new circumstances for all of us, but I'm just praying that you follow God's word and gain wisdom through this. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing Ecclesiastes 7, Brittany. We appreciate it. At this time, I'm just going to take a minute to just play another worship song, if you guys don't mind, and then I will allow the family to share whatever it is that's on their heart with the group. The title of this song is Something Has to Break. One second, get it all queued up here.
You will do.
Share how the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you. One of my favorite verses is Romans 8:28. I was flipping through my book to see what it is that I wanted to share and pray for Vera and the family, and I landed right on a page that has a prayer related to Romans 8:28. So I know that he's leading me to say this prayer. And it talks about praise for your adult children, that they will understand God's purpose for their lives. Lord, show us how to pray specifically for our adult children, to give them purpose, direction, and a calling. Give them insight and revelation. Help us to encourage them and give helpful input without being judgmental or overbearing. Where the answer seems to be a long time in coming, help us not to lose heart. Keep us strong in prayer until your purpose has been fulfilled in their lives. Help them to hear your voice, Father, so they have a word in their heart from you. But let it become a springboard propelling them in the right direction. Father God, where Kiara and Malachi are right now, they have nothing but time on their side. We ask that you go into those places where they are, go before them, surround them with angels, and let them know that you are right there beside them. Give them a strong sense of direction and purpose that transcends all fear, all hesitation, laziness, defeat, and failure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. For the next person that I have on the list is Tanya. Do you have anything you would like to share with me?
I would just like to share with the family that I love, 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 love you guys, and you're always in my heart. And anything you need me for, I'm here. And God bless you all, okay? Love you.
Love you. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing, Tanya. We really appreciate that. Next, I have DeMarcus. Anything you would like to share? Alrighty. Tony, anything you would like to share this evening?
Yes. I'm just asking God to bless everybody in our entire family, keep everybody safe, happy, and healthy as we navigate through these trying times and that we are enduring right now. This too shall pass, allowing us to continue to move forward in a positive manner moving forward. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Tony. Next, mm-hmm. I have Tawana. Tawana, any news you would like to share?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Dot. And now for our guest of the hour, Sister Vera, we know that this is heavy on your heart. And just know that we're here for you. It's heavy on our heart. I'd just like to share that the devil is busy right now. And his main attack right now is on our children. And this is why I'm so emotional right now, because, you know that this is happening, but then now it's happening within our own family so blatantly. We know we do the things that we want our children to have the best. We do the things to raise them in a way that they can achieve more than what we have achieved. And then here this devil comes in and try to snatch it away. So our heart is with you, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity to share anything that's on your mind if you feel up to it at this moment.
Yes.
If you're on mute.
I'm going to have to be in a difficult time right now. Because I heard that it came from Malachi. And it's hurting me. I don't know what's going on. Y'all just pray for me and help me. Y'all just call with something positive to call me, because I'm going to have a difficult time. I might not show it. I don't really show it. I know I shouldn't, and I trust it, and I don't know what can I say. It's a very difficult time for me right now. I want to thank all of y'all. I just want to thank all of y'all. I love y'all.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love you too. Amen.
Amen. We love you more.
We love you too.
God, he take good care of them. He's going to be safe. He's going to be safe, and that's what we're going to stand on. And so we just ask to continue to keep the family lifted up. Really don't have anything else on our agenda today. For those that are normally on our call on Sunday, we will pick up where we left off last Sunday, next Sunday. And then if any of you guys, you're always welcome to join us. We meet every Sunday at 8 o'clock. You are welcome to join and bring some good news. Normally we do testimonies, poems, and songs, but tonight was a special time that we wanted to honor the family and let them know how much we care and love them and support them in their time of need. I'm going to close the broadcast with the song, and it's called This Woman's Work.
And
yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Just for all of us, you know, because this is stressful, and we are praying for the family, and we're going to keep our hope, you know, in God, because he is our strength. And I just like to leave this one verse, Psalm 29:11, with all of us. The Lord would give strength unto his people. The Lord would bless his people with peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hey, this is Brittany. I just wanted to say, I don't know if we talked about, like, if Vera may need anything or anything like that, but I just want to, I don't know if we have a, necessarily a GoFundMe, or if Vera has a Cash App or anything, to, you know, to be able to just provide monetary support if she may need it.
We did not talk about that yet, but we can.
John, Vera John, how would you like to, the cash app would be better, or would you like for someone to set up a GoFundMe account?
Either way, it's just that.
Okay. Well, what we, if you guys are okay with it, what we'll do is offline, we'll set it up, and then we'll let you guys know via text and other family members, connect with everybody so that we can, you know, get the right way of going about doing it. That means getting her Cash App ID in or the GoFundMe account. We'll get that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Angela. I'm sorry. I didn't know if, you know, you guys had talked about that. I'm sorry. But thank you.
No, that's okay. Bear and I did talk about it, but we had not did it on the call yet. But no, I think that was perfect, because I literally had forgotten it. So just so that you guys know, that we will have something coming out very shortly. And then we can support the fans.
Amen.
Okay.
I'm gonna play
this last song and close us out. You're welcome to listen to it or go ahead and drop. That's just how we normally close our song, our program. This one is This Woman's Work, and it kind of, you know, talks about how we bring children into this world and what we look forward to. I'm just gonna go ahead and play the song.
Give me that.
Amen.
And you know God can do anything. Yeah. It may seem impossible, but he can do anything.
Yeah.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up, Sarah. We will get through this, and God's going to get his glory. You just hang on. And if you need anything, you reach out to anyone. We're here to listen. We're here to share. And we're here to support you.
Amen.
Thank you,
everybody,
for joining.
Amen.
We will be in touch with
God
shortly.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night. Good night.
Love you.
Good night. Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Incoming call. Incoming call.